You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harkes.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the Mistress of None with Erin Harkes. How are you? I'm actually recording on the day that it's going to come out for the first time ever, so I don't have to pretend that it's another day or act like I'm trying to trick myself into promoting things that are happening tonight. You know what's happening tonight? Nothing. I have the day off. Kind of. I mean, I'm still going to spend the entire day in my office at home getting a lot of stuff done, but I don't have to go anywhere. And that's kind of cool. Very rare. Once again, this week, I do not have a guest. I have some lined up. I will get back to having the guests, but I'm in kind of a transition. And thanks for bearing with me while I go through that, you know, for the four or five of you that are listening. I am still working on this new project that I hope I can announce very soon. There are a few more I's to dot and T's to cross, so to speak. But I'm very excited about it. I think what's also going to happen is my big news that coincides with that is that I'm actually going to be performing less than I normally do. It's going to be fine. It's something that I really want to do. I have, as I have mentioned, I've made the shift into doing the original music. Sorry if I'm repeating myself too much, but if somebody just happens to be listening for the first time, this is new information. But as somebody who did that shift a while ago to the original stuff and to more of the comedy stuff, and then a few months into it, realized that people stopped buying tickets and stopped coming out as much, I just kind of got exhausted. And I don't want to do this to eat anymore. I want to find other ways to support myself so that the shows that I do are still enjoyable and I can focus on the art of them. I think one of the biggest things for me was I felt like if I didn't make enough at a show, it would feel like a failure, which is ridiculous because I would have a show, like an amazing show like Lena Go Round, which I'm very proud of, which I love very much. And I would get 60 people out on a Wednesday night in the middle of winter, and I would feel like that was a failure, like that wasn't good enough. And that's ridiculous. I'm still going to put everything I have into promoting it, but I'm not going to put myself on this, in this position where I feel like I have failed somehow, because that's just a bad attitude to go into a show like that with. It's just bad energy. And so this way I can focus on the few shows, the few monthly shows that I have that mean the absolute world to me, and not oversaturate myself in the market. And I have some other things coming up that are going to help supplement that. And it doesn't matter anyway, because honestly, the thing that people say the most to me, it always cracks me up, is, oh, you've been busy, even when I haven't been. So I don't think anybody's even really paying attention anymore. It really cracks me up how often I think people just don't know what to say sometimes. That's always been an issue. They feel like they have to say something to make conversation, which is fine. That's pleasant. It's unnecessary, but it's pleasant. Like, well, you've been busy. I'm like, have I though? I mean, I have, but nothing that you've seen. I guess I make it look good, but I'm not that busy as far as gigs go. I've been busy networking, meeting a lot of people, having a lot of really great meetings with some really great people, and expanding my network to secure these new endeavors that I'm working on. One of the elements of what I am going to be working on is helping other artists in the area with development and marketing and things like that. Like I feel like I've been through all the pivots and the twists and turns in the past few years. The pandemic, I adapted pretty well. I did my whole retail business, which I loved and hated at the same time. And then I came out of that with more gigs, was so excited to play, came in strong, went hard, got burnout. Everything, it keeps changing, and it's kind of hard to keep up with. And it's actually, it's not hard to keep up with. I was explaining this to somebody just today. I have no problem keeping up with it. And the things that I have taught myself and the lessons that I've learned to navigate this ever-changing market, I'm good at learning them, and I don't have the problem with the change. But I've only ever had one client, and I'm just exhausted with promoting that client. I've just run out of ways to dress this shit up. So I'm going to take, because I was laughing because I was giving somebody else advice on what to do. And I was like, why can't I do this for myself? But it's like, I can't sell it anymore, you know? So I'm going to make it more of a rarity, so it's easier to sell. It's like, hey, I'm coming out for this show one time this month. Like, if you want to see me, this is your chance. And then who knows when I'm going to come back. I'm not doing it to play a game. It's just like, that's all I have in me now. And that's okay. I really can't wait to announce the other stuff. It's very exciting, and I'm very excited about it. I'm so excited about it that when I went on my vacation, I went to Utah a few weeks ago, and when I got back, on the way back, I couldn't wait to get back to work. And that honestly has not happened for me in a very long time. I was like very excited to get back to working on this new stuff. So I can't wait to share that with you. I was thinking today a little bit about relationships and, you know, all of these pivots and stuff that we've made in life, especially when you're self-employed and even when you're not self-employed. I think, and I know that I've touched on this before with friendships and relationships and getting along with people. And sometimes I think the older you get, the less people you need in your life. And again, I apologize if I'm repeating myself. I should start getting transcripts so that I don't do the same thing over and over and over again. But I had a funny thought about some folks that you start a relationship with in whatever professional capacity or creative capacity or romantic capacity, and they seem like a pretty amazing, nearly perfect person. And then you wake up one day and you wonder what went wrong or what shifted and what was different. And I think what it is that nothing really shifted or changed. You just really got to know the person. And in some cases, the more you get to know a person, the more you love them and appreciate them and see their value in your life and hopefully yours and theirs. And then some people, the more you get to know them, the less you like them. And it's sad, but it's also funny. Like, I think when you ignore some things at the beginning that are kind of like triggers or red flags or warnings about people because they're trying to kind of sell you something, you know, they're giving you the first impression, and then they stop doing that. You're like, oh, I don't really like this person that much anymore. And I think, I might be cold because I do get to a point where I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm done. But I think sometimes it's really important to be honest and not waste people's time. Because sometimes if you really have grown tired of another human being and you're still holding on to a relationship with them, you're probably not treating them as well as you should. And even though they're not your favorite person, it doesn't mean that they deserve to be treated poorly. So I think that there is a lot of value to just looking at relationships with people and dissolving the ones that no longer serve you and just being honest about it. And it comes across as really cold, but it's just necessary. You know, we do so many things to try and spare other people's feelings when really we're not doing them any favors, and we're probably in the long run hurting them worse by not being genuine with them, or letting, you know, trying to be normal with them, and, you know, the other side just peeks out, like you snap at them, or you're not pleasant with them all the time, or you're phony with them, which sometimes they can see right through. So, you know, is it cold to just sever our relationship or just say exactly how you're feeling? Maybe. Maybe you can, you know, soften the blow a little bit. But I think just rip the fucking Band-Aid off, I guess. I'm being super vague, I know. But that's okay. I had a really awesome few weeks that did keep me pretty busy as far as getting ready and getting into it. We played two pretty major festivals in the Capital Region with my big band, Hark. The first one was Pride, which was just, it's amazing. It's always amazing. It's such a beautiful crowd and such a beautiful event. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to perform there. This was our second year there. And before we left this year, they were definitely talking about having us back next year. And I could not be more honored or flattered to play a festival like that. I love it so much. There's just so much love. And we had such a great reaction from the crowd. And that really just fed into our performance. I felt like it was palpable. I was listening to some of the recordings tonight, watching some of the video, and I felt like I was screaming through most of it. So my excitement definitely took over. But we still had a good time. Like, I, you know, again, I was listening to my voice and I was like, well, you could have softened that up a little bit, but I was just having too much fun and no one seemed to mind. So fuck it. And then after that, later that week, we played Alive at 5, which was also amazing. We got to open for this band called Dokken, which admittedly I did not know anything about. I'm sorry if that makes me a dick for not lying and saying that I was a big fan or honored or whatnot. I was honored to be asked to be part of Alive at 5 because I don't take that lightly. That's a huge get, and I really appreciate the city of Albany and the people that run that. I'm not gonna say his name because I don't want people to start stalking him to get booked for next year. But he knows who he is, and he's always been very good to us, and I really appreciate that. It was funny, though, because the dichotomy between the two sets that we did was like a violent oscillation of musical sensibilities. We played Pride, which was obviously, you know, top 40 pop dance kind of music. Then we played Classic Rock Night at Alive at 5. The only song that got played at both events was Proud Mary by Tina Turner, because my girl belongs everywhere. So that was a lot of fun. But they were both really great events, and it was really great to perform for these crowds and get some wonderful feedback from the audiences. And it was a lot of fun. It was a good week. It was a good week. It's going to be a fun summer. I still have a handful of shows that I'm not canceling anything. I'm keeping all the shows that I have. We have some fun shows coming up at the Beach Club. I have been recording some new music, believe it or not. And some of the new music is going to be debuted on July 12th at Cafe Lena. I have another original show there. Just me, not the Lena Go Round, just me. And as far as solo shows go, that's pretty much it for me for the summer. So that's July 12th. So if you want to catch me doing my thing this summer, I would strongly suggest that you come to that one. And then for comedy, of course, I'm going to keep my monthly UPH Women Aren't Funny show, because it's a great show. I'm so, again, honored to have a monthly show in such a beautiful setting. We had our 1-year anniversary last week. episode last week? 2 weeks ago. It was almost 2 weeks ago. Wow. And it just was phenomenal. Sold out. Great crowd. I'm working on a whole new 45 minutes for a new special. And after that night, honestly, if I had better camera set up that night, I could have released what I did there because it went very, very well. I know it's a bold statement, but it's not often I have this level of confidence. And I am, I can definitely say that that was how I felt about that night. What's tough about comedy as far as promoting it and sharing stuff is that you are told not to share new jokes until your special comes out. And so I have all these clips that I would love to share, but I don't want to leak any of the new jokes until the special comes out. But I've been having a really good time writing some new jokes. And it definitely comes easier to me than writing music. I don't know why, but I could sit and write jokes all damn day. That would be a fun job to write for other people, but then I'd be mad that they were doing my jokes. So I am kind of rambling now. I'm going to probably wrap it up in a little bit. I was just wanted to touch base. I think I'm on a bi-weekly now, but I definitely do have some really fun guests coming up this summer. Now that those two big gigs are out of the way, I'm going to meet up with people. I'm going to keep the networking thing, and I think I'm just going to keep my podcast stuff on me at all times. So just like sneak attack, get some of these interviews down with some people. Maybe we can start talking a little bit more about what I have coming up, because it's going to be fun and it's going to be a good summer. If you're in the Schoharie County area, I'm going to be there this Saturday with my friend Karen Rontowski. We're going to do a regular old comedy show, and at the end she does some psychic stand-up with some tarot card reading, which is really, really a lot of fun. It's like she's actually spot on. I've watched her do this with a few crowds now where she, you know, does it, and she does it in a humorous way. We did it last week out in Syracuse, and I was walking around talking to people beforehand, and they were like, oh, you know, sitting all the way in the back. And they said, oh, we don't want to forget what they said. I don't want to end up dancing like a monkey or something like that. And I was like, it's not hypnosis. It's tarot card reading. But also, anyway, that's going to be a fun show. As always, everything is on my website, all the info, all the tickets and everything like that. We still have a few more months of the My Place in Comedy at My Place in Skodak. The next one we have is with Doug Smith, who's been on Comedy Central. He's very funny. That's going to be a very fun show. Again, the tickets are also on my website. And that sold out every time last summer. It didn't sell out the last one because it was Memorial Day weekend. So I'm pretty sure that this one will pick back up. So I wouldn't wait to get the tickets because there are limited seats available until we know if it's going to be a nice night or not. We can have people sit out underneath the tent. Then again, last time it wasn't supposed to rain at all, and it started to pour about halfway through my set. Maybe it was a bad joke. I don't know. Anyway, again, rambling. I apologize. We have some fun guests coming up, so I hope you will tune back in. Tell your friends, tell your enemies. Just because you don't like them doesn't mean they don't have ears. But share, like, listen, follow, all that good stuff. And thanks for tuning in. And I love you all. And stay hydrated and ride out the next few days of this heat wave the best you can. And I will see you next week. Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harks.